and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The death toll keeps rising as the tragedy from Helene keeps unfolding. Now at least 115 people have died, most of them in North Carolina. CBS's Patrick Torfey talked to one family dealing with a devastating loss.
Megan Dry, her parents, and Megan's 7-year-old son, Micah, had to retreat to the roof of their old home as it was flooding on Friday, and the roof gave out, and they were all sent down into the water.
He says the woman watched her family disappear.
Tragically, Megan's parents and her little 7-year-old son were swept away, and only Megan was saved.
Rescuers are using helicopters to get supplies in areas cut off by the storm. 25 people died in Georgia and 13 in Florida. CBS's Jason Allen is in Cedar Key.
Heather Greenwood has lived on Cedar Key for the last 5 years and manages the town's bed and breakfast.
So many of these island people work so hard and they've just lost everything.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said the damage from Helene appears to be greater than the combined effects of Idalia and Hurricane Debby in August.
Tens of thousands of dock workers could go on strike on Tuesday. They've been locked in a contract dispute with the organization that represents port associations, container carriers, and terminal operators. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Even a short work stoppage could temporarily disrupt supplies of everything from food to auto parts, lots of other products, potentially driving up the cost for consumers if it were to last more than a few days or a couple of weeks.
Overseas now, an airstrike has hit in central Beirut as Israel keeps up attacks on Hezbollah. CBS's MTS Tayeb is in the Lebanese capital.
In a video released by Hezbollah, the bodies of Hassan Nasrallah and two others killed in Israel's massive Friday night strikes are wrapped in burial shrouds. As Israeli warplanes continue to pound the same southern Beirut neighborhood he was targeted in.
He was a Country Music Hall of Famer and a Golden Globe winner, but Rolling Stone contributing editor Anthony DeCurtis says Kris Kristofferson was revered among his peers.
Everyone said, I mean, Dylan said it, Willie Nelson said it, you know, that they regarded Kris Kristofferson as at the absolute apex of what a songwriter could be.
Kristofferson has died at the age of 88. John Ashton, known for his role as John Taggart in the Beverly Hills Cop movies, has also died.
He's in trouble now.
What do you want from me?
I want you to be a cop again.
He starred in the recent installment of the franchise opposite Eddie Murphy on Netflix. He was 76. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
What's happening, Rob? I can't hear you, Rob. No, I'm not hearing anything. Okay, well, hey, let's, are we going to kick this off with a double dip? Right now, let's start a double dip with the Mackenzie O'Brien Band. My name is Rocker. We're here with Rob Roberts. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. Mackenzie O'Brien Band brings country, rock, and original music to Whiskey Jack's on State Street in Madison on Friday, October 11th. Mackenzie divides her time between the Midwest and Nashville, where she continues to be involved in various music-related projects. Let's start with a couple songs from her new album, Quarter Life Crisis. Let's start off. This is Sugar Daddy Issues, Mackenzie O'Brien Band, Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
To my DMs in between R. Kelly and Clinton. And I ain't saying which one of them gives me the most of that sugar. Nickelback, Nick Cage, they all spend like De Niro. They roll on their Venmo, hola, me De Niro, and I just can't get them to stop turning that old money into the new money. issues. Slip into my fuzzy bunny onesie. Get funky for my role playing junkies. I'll crunch on a bunch of munchies. Holla to my ASMR. I paint my toesies rosy, so slowly working that twerking from home for my homies. Love my fans only all over the country. I point somewhere. Turning that old money into that new money. I got silver fox, sweet pops hitting up my TikTok. I wanna drop on my honey, but it's funny, sunny. There ain't enough money. I'm a highness, priceless. Got diamonds dripping off the soles of my shoes. Sugar daddy issues.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
For Mackenzie O'Brien right here on Max Inc. Radio. Rocker, wave your arms. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Ah, we fixed it!
It's just like Sprint.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. That is awesome. And Mackenzie O'Brien Band, they're going to be playing, coming up here on State Street in Madison at Whiskey Jack's Friday, October 11th. And we're going to try and get her in the lair. I really like Mackenzie O'Brien.
I love her a ton, and she's amazing live. Great stage presence. And
have you seen her?
Yeah, I've seen her, and I've talked to her on the phone like a billion times. And, you know, she only gets up here every once in a while. She passes her way through between here and Nashville, right? And where she lives. So it's great to get her on the layer. That'd be amazing. That'd be great.
That'd be a lot of fun. Hey, we got a great show today, Rob. We have Wade Woods coming in. He's going to be talking about Glass for Good. It's a fourth annual event happening over at the Dive-In in Madison's East Side, Cottage Grove, on October 5th. And Jeremiah Jams Band. We're going to be talking to Jeremiah Jams because he does more than just jam.
That's what I heard.
Electrifying indie groove rock group. They got shows in Green Bay, Appleton, Oshkosh coming up in November and October. And then Terry Barr, she's going to be speaking with Ben Yeager of Sunspot, and he isn't just a rock and roller. Why he's also teaching future generations of musicians. Then Live in the Lair, Rob, with Graham Marlowe's Lake Waves Trio. They were just in here. They sound like Frank Zappa's backup band.
Yeah, they were amazing, man. I love it.
And Lake Waves Trio, they craft celestial originals with eclectic, progressive, soundscapey instrumentalism. We're going to find out what that actually means.
We're going to hear it.
And then Indy 45 at 10 p.m. and with Shane Christopher Neal, and Rob Roberts does the Max Inc. After Hours, 11 to midnight.
I'm going to take that little nap tonight right between the two shows. You know, Shane puts me to sleep a little bit, then I wake right back up, right back on the radio. So I'm excited for it.
Right on the couch over here.
Right on the couch. Right on the couch. It's a comfy couch, too.
Well, let's get back to music here. Iftikhar. They are playing Friday, October 18th, with Peter Plum at the Tracks in Green Bay. They also have shows the 4th of October at Sprocket Jam, Sturgeon Bay, 18th at the Tracks, 26th Aero Sports Club in Weston, Appleton Beer Factory in Appleton on November 30th, and the 13th of December, we're almost there, Nashville December. North, West Dallas.
Oh, rocker, I can't think of December. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio.
We all seen our ups and downs, happier in Fairfax clouds. And I'm on up where you can't see. Follow them and you'll be to see. If you want to follow me, I'll show you things you won't believe. And you know
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
You
Georgia to come back down from 2014. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You can see them Friday the 18th at the Shank Hall in Milwaukee. All this local stuff is brought to you by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Locally hand-blown glass, three locations in Madison. Shop IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. Also that Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Buy or sell your next home at MoveToMadison.com. Little Ryan McGrath Band. Then the break, right here on Max Inc. Radio.
Damn heart attack. Friends are so on a neck. Wanted to move, but it don't feel right. Wanted to leave, but I couldn't believe it. What you found them on my side.
Brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Brothers Band. Throwback Kisses brings us back to more of the local stuff right here on Max Inc. Radio. Catch them in Milwaukee on November 2nd. Appleton Music Factory in Appleton on November 8th. And then, Rocker, you've got somebody with some really tasty stuff in the studio.
I do, Rob. Wade Woods. He's the owner and creator of Honeybee Cannabis Company, and they produce infused seltzer drinks from legal cannabis ingredients with bold flavors and fun names. And Wade is also the creator of the fourth annual Glass for Good Glass Blowing Festival held at the Dive-In on Cottage Grove Road in Madison on Saturday, October 5th. And we were just talking about the weather. It looks like it's going to be amazing. Here in the studio to tell us about Glass for Good is Wade Woods. Wade, welcome back to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, I appreciate you having me on.
How have you been, man?
Good, man. You?
Awesome. Awesome. I mean, we were just talking about the weather next Saturday. It looks like it's going to be, what you said, 75, you think?
Right now, that's what it's showing on the 10-day forecast. Obviously, you know, you can't always gauge off of that, but, you know, last year I think we were at like 60 degrees, so it was pretty cool, windy. So, yeah, I'm really hoping the forecast will hold off because it's looking like it's going to be a beautiful day to, you know, have a lot of fun and raise some money for Brown Paws Rescue. And
wow. Well, you know, Wade, I love the honeybee cannabis flavors, and the mango, the pineapple mango right now is top. In fact, you just gave me one. They're awesome. What new flavors are available, and where can I pick your honeybee cannabis products up?
Yeah, so the pineapple mango is the newest flavor we have. It's actually been out for a couple months now. It was kind of end of June when that came out. And yeah, right now I'm kind of in the brainstorming part of, you know, what flavor is going to come next, you know.
How do you dream up a new flavor?
You know, obviously, you know, I like to talk to a lot of bars and stuff like that, kind of see what trends they're seeing with different flavors of cocktails, maybe. Just what flavoring. Obviously, I'm still wanting to try to keep everything with, you know, organic juice, you know, not adding any sweeteners and sugars to it. So, yeah, sometimes things work out and sometimes they don't, you know. But, you know, I'm hoping to hopefully have another flavor, you know, here maybe around the holidays this year.
You know, that's what I've been really impressed by. You don't get, like, because it would be super simple to just dump a bunch of sugar in there, right? And it doesn't. And it's amazing how great it tastes. I was reading the back label, of course, because I was a little curious. And the sugar isn't in there. So it's really amazing.
Yeah. The pineapple mango, obviously, is of the three. We also have the ginger lime out there and the strawberry lemon. Pineapple mango is the highest sugar content of the three.
Well, it's pineapple.
Yep. And this one is also our most fruit forward. So, for example, our ginger lime is only 4% juice. Strawberry lemon is at 22% juice. But then this pineapple mango is at 42% juice.
Oh, so that's what makes
kinda,
it. Yeah.
Kind of more of the fruit zings. Bomb. Yeah. So a little bit higher calorie count than the other two. But yeah, very, very happy with how it turned out. And, you know, the feedback we've been getting on it for sure.
Awesome. I love to hear it. And you said that you can get it at the Barrymore now.
So tap. Barrymore, they just brought in the ginger lime on tap. Obviously, it just went in there for the Black Uru show that was there on Wednesday, which was an amazing show. And, you know, yeah, I've kind of seen over, you know, doing Blue Ox Fest up there in Eau Claire over the summer, you know, the music scene there, you know, there's people that are looking for these types of products out there. So, you know, obviously, I'm a huge music fan, so it's like, you know, getting into these type of venues is where I would, you know, I want to get
where you
want to
be.
In. Yeah. Yep.
Well, Glass for Good. We'll talk more about the event in just a moment, but I want to talk about the why. Glass for Good benefits the Brown Paws Rescue. Tell us about your inspiration to create the festival and why it benefits Brown Paws Rescue.
Yeah. So, you know, obviously last time I was on and we talked, you know, it's like I love giving back to the community and stuff, and,
yeah,
you know, creating events that are unique to the community, which I think this one is. You know, not a whole lot of people get to see live glass blowers and and see the art behind it. You know,
it's cool.
Yeah, most people kind of feel like they're just making pipes and all that.
Yeah.
You know, and the cool thing is, a lot of the glass blowers that'll be there. We have over a dozen that'll be there on Saturday. You know, a lot of them are getting into cups. You know, just drinking cups, whether it's coffee or, you know, stuff like that. So it's not just drug paraphernalia, like some people like to say.
Right,
you know?
Right. After you watch them make a wine goblet or something, you're like, do not drop that.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not like they do it in 5 minutes or something like that. It's crazy.
Yeah. So, and then, the first 3 years, you know, we donated to Dane County Humane Society, which still is dear to my heart, you know. But this year we just thought we'd change it up a little bit. You know, Brown Paws is a, they are a 100% volunteer, foster-based rescue kind of out here in the Madison area. Most of their dogs are fostered in the Madison or surrounding areas. So we just thought we'd kind of spread it around this time. And, you know, Brown Paws is, you know, a great organization. So, you know, we're going to switch it up and try to make some money for them next week.
That's awesome. I love the great cause. And I love, you know, helping out dogs. Every dog needs his day, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Glass for Good. It features local glass blowers like Fat Pinky, Langer Glass, and many others. Tell us about uniting local glass blowers for a day. I mean, how does that happen?
Yeah, you know, obviously, Ignite Glass and Gifts, my good friends over there, you know, they're going to be the main sponsor of this. So.
Right, Langer Glass.
Yep. Eric and Amy, they're amazing people over there. And then kind of through them, there's another group here in Madison called I&I. So they're based out of kind of right on the east side, McFarland area. So this it's a studio where, you know, pretty much all these artists are working out of. So it's kind of a really cool thing. And, you know, I met a lot of these glass artists early on, and, you know, I built a relationship with them. And again, you know, I didn't understand the art behind this. So once I was able to kind of see what they were doing, it was just like, I wanted a way to show their talent and bring it to the public, you know. So that, you know, after the event last year, you know, it was really cool to get the feedback we got, you know, so many messages of, we've never seen anything like this in Madison, you know, like being able to see these guys do their craft out in public, you know, well, also raising money for good causes.
I know. I love seeing, you know, glass blowing on YouTube.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of like reels out there where you can watch this crazy stuff.
Yep.
Seeing it live.
Yeah.
It's a little different, huh?
Yeah. It's a really good time. And, you know, and I thank all these glass artists so much, because, you know, they're volunteering their time to come out too, you know, and
yeah,
pretty much most of them, pretty much every artist will have a giveaway that we put into. Essentially how we do it, it's $5 a ticket, 6 for $20. You just write your name, you put it in the bucket you want to win. So, you know, some of these glass artists are very well known. So you could spend $5 and win a $700 piece of glass. You know?
Wow.
So,
yeah, that's cool.
It's cool. And just seeing the different walks of life from last year, you know, it's like, I think last year there might have been a Badger game going on. So once that ended, a lot of people from downtown just showed up not knowing what was going to be happening.
Right. Yeah, man.
We're super stoked about it. They're just like, this is so cool. You know, we never thought we were going to walk into this today. So
now there is also music, food trucks, and drinks at Glass for Good. And it's held at the Dive Inn on Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Give us a preview of the food, the drink, the music. What will we find at Glass for Food next Saturday? It starts at noon, right?
Yep. So it's going to start at noon. I know our friends at Sin City Smash will be there around 1.
They're Smash Burgers?
Yep, Smash Burgers.
Food truck.
So yeah. kind of a cool thing, those two. So Sin City Smash and then Patty's Patties, two of Madison's, in my opinion, probably most well-known and best Smash Burger food carts in Madison. So they had this whole idea that, you know, they wanted to do this Squash the Beef, which I thought was just amazing branding for two Smash Burger trucks to, you know, get together and do this. So that'll kind of go on a little later. I know Patty's has a little event they got to be at earlier in the day. So I think they're planning to show up around 4. So, you know, they're going to kind of do their thing later on in the day, but there will be, you know, Sin City will be there throughout the full day. We have DJ Tricombe, who, he's kind of around Madison forever, you know, and just love the vibe that he brings. So he'll be spinning tunes all day. And then obviously we'll have, you know, full bar inside. There'll be some Honeybee products on hand. We also have a couple local vendors that'll be there as well. So, we're looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great day. You know, last year we had a great turnout. So hoping this year, you know, if you're not up to anything next Saturday, swing by the Dive Inn and, you know, check out some live glass blowing and, you know, have some fun.
Well, Glass for Good is presented by Honeybee Cannabis Company and Ignite Glass and Gifts. Where can we find out more online?
So right now I would say, you know, Instagram and that, we have some stuff. I actually probably should have did this a little sooner. I plan to create a Facebook event probably tonight when I get home. Probably should have did that a little sooner. But if you follow, you know, either Ignite, you know, I know a lot of glass artists were, we'll probably do a pretty hard push this week of just kind of getting it out on socials and then, you know, a Facebook event page to come.
And Wade, thank you so much for coming down to the studio to talk about Glass for Good and helping on a great cause like Brown Paws Rescue. We really appreciate it.
I appreciate you letting me come on and, you know, promote the event.
Glass for Good. It's happening Saturday, October 5th at the Dive-In on Cottage Grove Road on Madison. And it all starts at noon. So yep. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Be there. It's going to be great weather. It's going to be a lot of fun. And watch some really cool glass blowers.
Yep, exactly. So
very cool. Thank you so much. We have local music, lots of stuff to come yet. But right now, let's get into a little Kyle Megna and the Monsoons. Friday, October 18th at the Red Rooster in Madison, you can catch Kyle Megna and the Monsoons. Right now, let's hear a song. This is called Alive Again. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Chase me through my thoughts, yeah, all my dreams. Damn, I feel like I'm alive again. Damn, I feel like I'm alive again. The truth, it guides me to believe. Damn, I feel like I'm alive again. Damn, I feel like I'm alive again. We could talk about it. Talk about it. We could talk about it now. The stress, it strikes when you fail to meet your needs. Damn, I feel like I'm alive again. Damn, I feel like I'm alive again. Try to be discreet. Damn, I feel like I'm alive again. Damn, I feel like I'm alive again. We could talk about it, but we don't talk about it. We could talk about it. I'm alive again. The script, the writers that can't foresee. Damn, I feel like I'm alive again. Damn, I feel like I'm alive again. We could talk about it, but we don't talk about it. We could talk about it.
The Monsoons, Friday, October 18th at the Red Rooster right here in Madison.
This is Max Inc. Radio.
Calls home to my heart. I ain't at the new age.
strong coffee that still greases my lips. Ain't it a hometown where all the good things go down? A love and a fear with the sweetest of aims. And perhaps this ain't might be the best I stand on. Still the Nix River bend calls home to my.
This is Max Inc. Radio. All this local stuff is brought to you by our sponsors like Herbal Aspect, three locations in Madison, Winnebago Street, University Gammon Road, or online at herbalaspect.com. Also, Lazy Oaf Lounge. Halloween is right around the corner at the Lazy Oaf Lounge in Madison, Saturday, October 26th. Live music with Honey Shot. There's some drink specials. Costume contest, which I am sure Rocker's going to try to win. With first place prize of $400. And more information, check out LazyOafLounge.com. Or are you disqualified because they're our sponsors?
Yeah, it's like Rice Krispies, man. You know?
Yeah.
You work for Kellogg's, you can't win.
You can't win. That's a bummer. Before that, we heard from Horseshoes and Hand Grenades. They're going to be doing a show October 11th at the Pat's Theater right here in Milwaukee. Well, not here in Milwaukee. I'm in Madison, but Milwaukee's right over there, and we can go see them. That would be pretty cool, Rocker.
Yeah, man. You know, those guys are from Stevens Point. Do you know they met in college
at Stevens Point? That's crazy.
And, you know, now they're playing the Pabst Theater. How cool is that?
That is pretty cool. That is pretty cool. We're going to do a Jeffrey James tune. We got a brand new one in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. This one is also a new tune, and it's heard first stuff right here on Max Inc. Radio.
All I need is 30 minutes. 5 days a week is better than 40 hours of losing your soul. Then why don't you show me? 'Cause I wanna know. And why don't you hold me? Feels like it's ready to blow. And I
show me, 'cause I wanna know. And why don't you hold me? Feels like it's ready to blow. And I wanna know. And I'll be waiting for you as you
Jeffrey James right here on Max Inc. Radio. Hey, in hour number two, Rocker, I'm going to squeeze in his new song, Walk Through. You're going to love it.
Oh, nice. That's the new one?
Yeah, that's the new one. He's got a brand new album. Album release party was last night. I heard it was sold out. It was an amazing show. He did a wonderful thing. And you know what? We're going to talk more about that after the break right here on Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. According to a recent survey, nearly half of all Americans think you can be too old to start saving for retirement. Now listen, my 47-year-old self does not like the idea that I could ever be too old for anything. And I know for sure that the only way anyone can age out of saving for retirement is to actually retire. I mean, yes, of course, you're going to have a bigger nest egg if you start saving young, but older savers have an advantage over the younger ones. People in their 40s and 50s typically make double what their 20-something colleagues make. And the math is clear. You are younger today than you will be at any point in your future. More than half of us are behind in our retirement savings. So don't wait another minute to start. I've got a video that can help you out. Check out Work Money Media on YouTube. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.